Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a message entitled, Can We Know the Exact Day When Heaven Will Come? Can we know the exact day? Long ago, we had learned that God's people could and would know the very day of judgment. And you can click on the link, Can We Know, to see that. So why is it that we now don't seem to know the exact day? Actually, we do know the day. That day was May 21, 2011, when spiritual judgment came upon the entire world. Just like Noah knew the exact day when judgment by the flood would begin, Genesis 6:3 and 7:4, so we also knew the exact day when spiritual judgment would begin. It was May 21, 2011. But when it came to knowing the exact day when the flood waters would subside and there would be dry ground to step upon, a picture of heaven, Noah had to gradually learn with time when that would be. We read of this process of coming to know the time for dry ground or heaven in Genesis chapter 8. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 18. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spoke unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, you and thy wife, and your sons, and their sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. The point I'm trying to make is simply this. even as Noah gradually understood more clearly over a span of 370 days when he would finally be able to depart from the ark and step onto dry ground, so we also are in the process of gradually learning when heaven, the dry ground, will come. Noah sent out a dove 3 times in search for dry ground, which signifies it was God's very purpose for him to search as to when there would be dry ground, just as it is God's purpose that we seek for the dry ground of heaven. He also eventually removed the covering of the ark to finally see dry ground for himself. Nevertheless, although he continued to search as to when there would be dry ground, and even though he was able to eventually see what at least appeared to be dry ground, verse 13, he actually never did discover in advance the exact day on which he would leave the ark to step onto the dry ground. It was only on the very last day after the Lord commanded him to leave the ark that he finally knew it was his very last day in the ark. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, we knew and still know the very day of judgment. It was May 21, 2011. But the exact day when we will leave the ark to step onto the dry ground of heaven, we do not yet know. Just as Noah had to go through a period of time and a process of seeking and learning before he was able to even come close to knowing the exact day of his departure onto dry ground, so we also are currently in the process of seeking and learning more fully when the dry ground of heaven will appear. In fact, as we carefully consider the flood account in the above passage that I just read, Noah never did know the exact day, but he knew of it to be the last and exact day only after the Lord actually commanded him to leave the ark. Although he saw that the dry ground was dry without any obstruction to his view on the first day of the first month when the cover of the ark was removed, a clear representation of Noah knowing he was about to step onto dry ground, it was still 56 days more until the earth was in reality completely dried on the 27th day of the second month, after which he was then commanded by the Lord to leave the ark. My point is that just like Noah, we can know when we are about to step into heaven. The flood of spiritual judgment began on the day we knew and know of May 21, 2011. We are now being protected in the spiritual ark of Jesus Christ as we wait and watch for the signs of dry ground, which is heaven. As time goes on, we will be seeing more and more clearly as to when the dry ground of heaven will come until we come right to the point of knowing we are about to be raptured. But even then, we may never know the exact day in advance. It is apparent in the flood account that Noah never knew the exact day in advance, but it was only after the Lord commanded Noah to leave the ark and step onto dry ground that Noah came to know the very day. So don't be surprised if we never come to know the exact day of heaven until the very day of heaven. It appears that we can come very, very, very close to knowing the exact day in advance, as did Noah, and it is only natural to seek for such information, as did Noah, but we may not know the very day until we hear the actual command of our Lord, as is found in Revelation 11:12. Come up here! And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Only when we hear this command will we know for sure that it is that last day, and so time for us to step onto the dry ground in heaven. As it was for Noah, we may never know the exact day in advance, But that doesn't mean we won't come very close to knowing when that day will be. Noah did, and at the very least, so will we. So, can we know the exact day? Absolutely. It was May 21, 2011 when the floodwaters began. But with respect to knowing the exact day when heaven will come, if we cannot discover the very day, we will at the very least be able to come very close to knowing the exact day. If it is anything like the days of Noah, as our Lord taught, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man, Matthew 24:37. We may not know the exact day until on that very exact day when we hear our Lord's command to come up hither.